Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Roy Williams is holding his breath over playing another dadgum game. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Call me prejudiced, but the Carolina coach would never even think of pulling some of the shenanigans that are going on in college basketball during these COVID days. When I was in Little League and we had 15 games and one got rained out, he began, I wanted to reschedule that game. When I was in high school and we had 20 games and one got snowed out, I wanted to reschedule it. That's as far as he would go. He lamented where he and his program have found themselves. Going into the 82-62 win over Northeastern, the Tar Heels had played the fewest home games in Division I. Now they are tied for the fewest, and it looks like things will get worse before they get better. Louisville is scheduled at the Dean Dome Saturday afternoon, and that one has less than zero chance of being played after Syracuse went home before their game with the Cardinals Wednesday night. So however many positive tests Louisville had, that entire program will be in lockdown for at least 7 days. After that, the Boston College game scheduled for Chestnut Hill Tuesday night has already been postponed because the Eagles have another outbreak after their head coach was fired. Maybe Louisville, whose last game was on February 1st, will agree to come here late next week. But don't lay a bet on it after what would be almost a month layoff while clinging to that postseason bubble. And with Florida State scheduled at the Dean Dome a week from Saturday, maybe the Seminoles won't come up with an excuse to blow their chance at first place in the standings. By then, we'll be in the last week of the regular season after Carolina lost two more conference home games, four total. Roy gave Miami a pass for leaving town before playing the February 8th game here. That one was our fault, though I felt we met all the protocols, Roy said. But Jimmy Larrañaga didn't feel that way. The U refused to return this week when it had an open date. Williams wants to play if it's safe. Not every team is going by those rules. Some are having bad breaks and a tough season. Others are massaging their records and hoping for an NCAA tournament bid. This is Archansky. See ya.